The following programme doesn't really need an introduction, but according to union rules, continuity announcers have to say something before comedy shows, preferably using the words weird and wonderful, which I have now done.
Welcome to Concrete Cow, a sketch show made from words and actors.
Here, Kylie, have you had a look in the back of this cupboard?
What?
It's like a gateway to another world. It's snowing and everything.
Yeah, let's have a look. Blimey, look at that.
Right, you see that lamppost?
Yeah.
You think I can bend it?
Like, Daryl, you haven't been here 5 minutes and he's already trying to trash the place. Yeah, what's that?
Welcome to Narnia, children.
Who the hell are you?
My name is Mr. Tumnus.
Like, more to the point, man, what the hell are you?
I'm a fawn. Half man, half goat.
So that must mean, like, you know, either like your mum and dad.
Well, also fawns.
Yeah, but like, what about their parents?
Forms?
Look, man, at some stage one of your human ancestors, like, done it with a goat.
Yes. Can we just drop it?
Yeah, all right, easy, hoof boy. Now,
what can I do for you, son of Adam?
What did you just call me?
A son of Adam. Just as you, young lady, are a daughter of Eve.
Like, my mum's called Stacy. What are you talking about?
Oh, dear, look, it's a biblical reference. You know, Genesis, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden? In the Bible?
Nah, we don't do that no more.
Oh, then what have you done?
Like, we've done Islam, we've done Hinduism.
What's that one with, like, the slapheads in orange?
Oh, Buddhism.
Yeah, like, we've done that.
Yes, so no Christianity at all then?
Nah.
Right, well, you might as well push off now then, because this place isn't going to make any sense to you at all.
Yeah, it might.
No, trust me, it won't.
Nah, come on.
Right? Do you know anything about the substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ on the cross?
No.
No, then Aslan's just going to piss you off, quite frankly, isn't it? Plus, this world is mainly designed for public school children.
Why?
Because they're too innocent and polite to snigger at the fact that we have characters called Mr. and Mrs. Beaver. Yes, I told you so, didn't I?
Yeah, but we're quite familiar with the public school system. Like, we've both seen Hogwarts and Harry Potter.
That place is full of witches. They'll be up against the wall come the revolution.
Take a pill, goat boy. You're just jealous because they're selling more books than you.
No, I'm not.
Julie, I really think we should talk.
Then take your hands out your pockets and look me in the eye.
Look, when we first met at this school disco thing with you in your teacher outfit and stuff, I found it all a bit of a turn-on, to be honest.
Right. Can you not mumble, please?
But I didn't realise that you are actually like that. Because now it's starting to do my head in.
Has someone put you up to this?
No.
One of the bigger boys?
No, you see, this is what I'm talking about.
This really isn't impressing anyone, you know.
Yeah, you see, there you go again. It's really pissing me off.
Would you use language like that at home?
Yes, this is home. We live together.
I think you should just say sorry for what you just said.
I will not.
I can wait here all day, you know.
Stop it.
It's your own time, you wasted.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Look, it's good that you've learned to express yourself and that you said you're unhappy. But if you're so unhappy, why didn't you say anything before?
I've been facing the wall for the last 2 months.
There's no need to shout.
I'm leaving you.
Did you hear a bell go?
No.
And the bell's for me, not you.
Look, you can't just snap out of it, can you? It's over, it's finished, that's it.
You can't just walk out that door.
Yes, I can, and I'm going to.
Because if you do, I'm going to have to punish you. Is that really what you want?
Ooh, this is where it gets so difficult.
Hello, and welcome to the brand new Radio 4 panel game, I Think You'll Find. 30 minutes of excessive pedantry and nitpicking. Mr. Pinley.
Except it doesn't 30 minutes, is it?
That's true. A 2-minute news bulletin and a theme tune takes us down to 28 minutes. 2 points to you, Mr. Pinley.
Oh, except by now it's even less than 28 minutes.
Quite right, Mrs. Whitlock. 2 points to you as well. Mr. Baxter.
At the start, you described the show as containing excessive pedantry. Surely if the point of the show is pedantry, it can't be in and of itself excessive.
No, quite right. Mr. Pinley.
Except I would argue that that interjection was in and of itself excessively pedantic.
So it was. 2 points to you, Mr. Pinley. Mrs. Whitlock.
The original challenge by Mr. Baxter about the description could not have been unnecessarily pedantic, since that is the nature of this programme. And this challenge is, by definition, excessively pedantic, which demonstrates that the original challenge was true.
Absolutely right, 2 points. And for a bonus, who can tell me the rhetorical device Mrs. Whitlock just used? Mr. Baxter.
Irony?
Ironically not. Mr. Pinley.
You can't use the word ironically like that. Ironically.
Mr. Baxter.
Or like that.
Oh, and that noise tells me we've ended up in an ironic cul-de-sac. So let's start the first round. Split infinitives.
What time is it?
9:30.
So where is he?
Well, he said he'd be here.
Well, what does he look like?
Oh, about 5'10", blonde hair.
Oh, and he hasn't got any legs.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Oh, Dave, over here.
Hello.
How you doing, mate? It's been ages.
Yeah, too long. And you must be Jane.
Yeah, hello there.
You want to know about the legs?
Yes, I do.
It's quite a funny story, actually.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Oh, you tell it, Bill. You're much better at it than I am.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, basically, a bunch of us went on this rugby tour to Argentina, and during the second week, we had to catch this internal flight to a match in the arse end of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But four of us couldn't get on the first flight, so we went separately in this ropey little four-seater, and for whatever reason, we started to lose altitude fairly rapidly, and the next thing you know, we've crashed into the Andes.
You crashed?
Yeah, don't know why. I think the pilot was hammered or something.
Was anyone killed?
The pilot, the stewardess. Oh, and Keith Baxter. You remember Keith?
From Exeter?
Yeah, yeah. He died in the toilet, which was at the front of the plane.
Anyway, that's not the point of the story. So, we've crash-landed, and us three are pretty much unscathed.
I'd just like to say I still had my legs at this point.
Yeah, all right, I'm telling the story. Anyway, to cut a long story short, a rescue party fails to show up for weeks. We ran out of food, ate the pilot, the stewardess, and Keith.
You ate Keith?
Well, the bits we could find. But this particular food supply ran out, and still no rescue party. Nightmare. So, we draw lots to see who's losing a limb to be slow roasted on this fire that Bob had rather expertly put together.
I thank you.
Anyway, David, he draws the short straw.
Well, more precisely, I drew first. You said that you were pretty sure that that was the short one.
Yeah, whatever. And...
and that's the point at which you held me down and Bob started sawing my leg off.
Oh, how awful for you.
Yeah. The thing is, I wouldn't have minded. It's just that Bob was so busy sawing my leg and Bill was so busy chopping herbs that you didn't hear me screaming, "I can see the rescue team, for God's sake, stop."
It's... that's a classic, isn't it?
I mean, you think about it. If I just spent 1 minute sharpening the saw, Dave would, in all likelihood, have two legs right now. It's weird, isn't it, how these little bits of fate work out.
And the thing that really riles me is the fact that you dropped my leg in the snow and just ran off. Not even a bite. I mean, honestly.
But that only explains the loss of one leg. What about the other one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, this is even better. Bill and I ran to this chopper and they just bundled us in and flew off.
You just left Dave there, bleeding in the snow.
Well, neither of us spoke the language and they just saw the blood and assumed Dave had copped it.
Yeah, and when we came back to going back for him a few days later, you know, we were damned if we could remember where he was.
In the meantime, I'd had to eat my other leg.
Yeah, yeah, cooked on my fire, mate.
This is an appeal on behalf of Banktime. Every month, millions of minutes are wasted by mobile phone users. We estimate 1.2 billion minutes are wasted each month in unused free talk time. That is quite literally a waste of time. Or to put it another way, it's 2,280 years every month. By donating your free talk time to Banktime, that time needn't be wasted. We've helped victims of wrongful arrest, like Mike Rogers, who lost 25 years of his life due to a bureaucratic blunder.
I lost 25 years of my life due to a bureaucratic blunder.
Through Banktime's generous donation,
We were able to give Mike another 5 years of life. We've donated extra time to impoverished nations. Chad now has an 8-day week. And an extra 1 hour of daylight. Thanks to Bank Times contributions. So the next time you're wondering what to do with all those 3 minutes, don't waste them talking to relatives whilst in the bath. Give them to Bank Time. Stop wasting time.
Now, you can all take a bit of birthday cake home with you, but right now I want you to settle down. Fingers on lips. Good. Because we have a special birthday treat. So, please give a big round of applause for Balloon Billy.
Yay! Hiya, kids. How are you all doing? Is everyone happy?
Yeah!
Right. Who wants to see me make something with these balloons?
Oh, well, me, I do.
Right then. Who likes animals?
Me, I do.
Okay, so let's start with... a doggy?
Yay!
Hold your horses.
Okay.
A doggy that's been tested on by pharmaceutical companies. Okay, let's try another one. Shout out when you know what it is.
Another doggy?
No.
A monkey?
No.
A funny clown?
No, not even close. Nearly there. Yeah. That's right, kids. It's the Battle of the Somme. Yeah, the Allies lost 50,000 men that day. I've just represented a few of them, obviously. Now, who wants to see a public execution?
Can I have a word?
Yeah, sure. Excuse me, kids.
Last sculpture, call it sculpture, yeah. Was really good. Really good. My husband's still crying, in fact. It's just I don't think it's suitable for children.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I mean, you're clearly a talented man.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, it's just I do feel slightly misled by your promotional literature.
Do you have any idea how hard it is getting gigs around here?
I can imagine. Life's a struggle. And believe me, that really does come across in your work. It's just there are appropriate fora for this kind of work, and my son's 5th birthday party, isn't it?
Right, so you want me to go?
No, I was just thinking, could you do something more whimsical?
I've got a big colourful finish.
What's it called?
Dante's Inferno.
No.
I could leave out the demons for the kids if you want.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. I've got another entertainer coming very soon. In fact, here he is.
Kids' party?
That's right.
Hitler's the clown.
Well, bless my soul. Mr. McGillan, you've returned from your epic voyage.
Yeah, no thanks to you.
Sir?
The map you made for me was complete arse.
Sir?
You weren't even close. I mean, look at it.
Well, sir, if you have any suggestions...
Okay, okay. A, we wasted the first 3 months in mortal terror as we tried to negotiate our way around the sea serpent, which, according to your map, is at least 2,000 miles long.
Yes, well, not everything on the map is meant to be taken quite...
Yeah, one thing that kept us going was the picture of the huge man with the wavy beard, puffy cheeks and trident you'd drawn at the South Atlantic. We thought he'd just blow us around the Cape and onto the Spice Islands.
Yes, Poseidon, it's an artistic license.
By the time we wasted another 2 months looking for this enormous, non-existent, fat-faced giant with a pitchfork that you'd think would be visible from the ship, we were out of food and eating the cabin boys in alphabetical order.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm sorry if I...
By then, I say, you know, fear not, lads. Just below the tip of South America is a lush continent full of food and wine. We'll just pull in there for a few weeks and recover.
Now I...
Did you have any factual basis for this super continent that you just put at the bottom of this donkey splat of a map?
Well, I was only going to say...
Another 3 months we spent looking for it, by which time we'd eaten our way down to Williams. Cabin boy Yates was getting pretty twitchy, and he made us swim for it. We only turned back because we saw him getting eaten by a sea serpent that your map failed to point out.
Ooh.
Only to run aground on some enormous compass.
You mean it is there? I knew it! Constance!
Oh, hiya, Martha. Good journey.
Yeah, fine. The Underground were using my voiceovers on Central Line again, so that was quite nice.
Oh, well, right. Well, we've got some safety announcements for you.
Oh, not Mind the Gap, is it?
No.
Oh, sorry, it's just that there was a weird station controller last year who insisted we do all those announcements live. It's got really tedious.
Ah, well, you'll be pleased to know that these aren't transport.
All right, good. I'll go through to the mic.
Yeah.
Okie dokie then. Should we just try the first one? I'll give you the old emergency jingle and then we're in.
This nuclear installation has become unstable. Please make your way to the assembly point.
Yep, yep. That was lovely. A real voice of calm, you know.
Was it a bit monotonous?
No, no. Well, you could try it again. Emphasise the word please a bit more. Yeah? Right. Try again.
Okay. This nuclear installation has become unstable. Please make your way to the assembly point.
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought that made me sound a bit needy, you know. Please make your way to... Please...
No, that was fine, it was fine. Let's do the next one, okay?
Yeah. Nuclear meltdown in 30 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Actually, can I do that again? Because I thought I fluffed the 30.
That sounded fine.
Well, I just didn't think it was clear, and the message does sound quite important.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Go on.
Okay. I mean, you don't want to be standing there trying to work out how long you've got. I could never live with myself.
Okay, fine, yeah. Well, maybe this time a bit sexier, you know. They're probably the last words these people are going to hear, you know. You might as well show them a bit of leg.
Right. Okay. Nuclear meltdown in 30 seconds.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's beautiful. Yeah, I may be dying, but I'm thinking about breasts. Okay. And we've got some ICBM bits next. Can probably do these bits a bit sexy as well. Well, sorry, love, do you mind doing this? I know it's a bit pervy.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay, here we go.
Launch code accepted. Target city, Moscow. Missiles ready.
Yeah, baby.
Ah, Jenkins.
Yes, sir?
I'm not altogether happy with this map.
Oh, which map, sir?
The one for the big summit meeting next week. I'm not sure you've been entirely professional in your conduct.
Sir, you know my attention to detail is second to none.
Your detail I can't fault. Your mapping around the Transjordan was excellent. The problem are these Russian-dependent republics in the Caucasus. Georgia, Armenia, and so on.
What's the problem, sir?
You've put in a small republic here that's called Smells.
Oh. Oh, have you not heard of it, sir? Plucky little nation.
I'd like to believe you, but you've positioned it next to Turkey so that from left to right it reads, Turkey Smells.
Now, sir, I can't be responsible.
And you've changed the name of this lake to the right of that to Of Bins.
Yes, sir.
Turkey Smells Of Bins. Jenkins, are you trying to start a war or something?
No, sir.
And your attempts at self-promotion through these maps is just embarrassing.
I don't know what you mean, sir.
The name of this mountain here? Read it out.
Look, it's the locals who call it Jenkins is really cool, Jarrow.
Jenkins, it's pathetic. Anyway, for some reason, General Davenport is absolutely furious. He wants you court-martialed, and he's asked me to take you to our airbase over here in, Mrs. Davenport does it for money. Actually, the locals do say that.
So, you'll deliver the shipment next week?
Yeah, you can have it next week.
Good. Drink?
But you'll have to put your money where your mouth is.
Oh, yeah. Darling, get the ice.
Ice?
Yeah, the ice.
Actual ice? For the drinks?
Ice. Diamonds.
All right. Yes. Right, here's the ice.
Good.
I got confused because you just poured him a drink and I thought you could have meant, you know.
Yeah.
So, this is the payment.
You'll get double that when the shipment arrives.
Fine.
I'll see you in London next week.
London? Next week. Fine.
Do you think, it might be worth being a bit more specific. It's just London's massive. Look, all I'm saying is I don't fancy the idea of driving round and round London on the off chance that we might bump into each other. I know it's cool, you know, being all vague and mysterious, only it is quite inconvenient. Can we meet on Wednesday? Afternoon? About 3 o'clock? On Oxford Street outside Virgin Megastore?
Voyager. Yeah, it's fine with me.
Yeah, okay.
Great. Now, where's that tap? That dripping sound is really doing my head in. Ah, here we are.
Knock, knock.
Ah, Dr. Jekyll. Come in, come in. Have a seat.
You wanted to talk to me about my research.
Yes, of course. I did. Now, it's a bit sensitive.
Right.
It's about the potions you've been mixing for yourself and drinking.
What about them?
How's all that kind of area going?
Fine. I drink the potion and bang, I'm a werewolf.
Is there a bang?
No.
No. But there on in, it's pretty much an unending killing spree until the moon disappears.
Well, broadly speaking, yes.
Yeah. Well, there's been a slight problem with all that. When you refer to this situation in journals and articles, you refer to yourself as Dr. Jekyll and Hyde, denoting the two sides of your life.
Yes.
Now, it's just that... Sorry, this is very awkward. When you're Crazy Hyde, the implication is that you're still a doctor of this university. You're Mad Werewolf Dr. Hyde.
Right.
Yeah. The problem that the faculty are having with this is... this does sort of bring the university's name into disrepute if you start randomly killing whilst the doctor of the institution.
Yeah, I can see that. It's bad PR.
Yeah, I personally don't have a problem with this, but it does set a dangerous precedent because this university only accepts people via the UCAS scheme with two A's and a B, and the unwritten understanding that they're human.
So what's this going to mean in practice?
Well, we've come up with a compromise that I hope you wouldn't mind going along with. From now on, would you mind referring to yourself as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Right.
It's just that way there's a clear distinction between the two personalities, and it shows everyone that we haven't just awarded a doctorate to a werewolf.
I understand that's fine.
Oh, good. That is a huge relief. That's great. That wasn't too painful, was it?
No. Might have been if I was Mr. Hyde when you explained this. I mean, might have had your leg off by now.
Well, that is a bit of luck, isn't it? Yeah.
Certainly is. Anyway, better go. Full moon tomorrow, and I need to get a tetanus jab in case I bite myself again.
Very sensible.
The shipment came through. But it cost us a lot of money.
Hey, my prices are always the best.
Yeah, but with the bribes and shipping costs, I took a beating.
That's not my problem.
Sorry to interrupt.
What is it, pal?
Well, I've been doing your books, and as you know, I did that accountancy course, and I think you might be quite surprised at what I found out.
Oh, listen to Beauty and Brains, ain't nice?
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, you know those businesses you've set up as fronts to launder money to do your criminal thing?
Yeah?
Well, it's just they're making quite a lot of money.
They're making money?
Yeah, whereas the nefarious deeds and drug running and stuff is proving to be quite a liability, and we're taking a beating, like you said.
Sorry, you're not making any sense, Treacle.
Well, you know that restaurant that we run in Soho?
In front of the gun factory?
That's the one. Well, this place has had excellent reviews, and I've eaten there myself. The veal is incredible. It just melts. You've eaten there too, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's very good.
Yeah, but you can't be turning much profit on it.
Well, the veal is £15, plus vegetables.
Plus veg? That's daylight robbery.
Yes, but it is legal. Whereas the arms factory behind, which the chef is getting quite tired of having to work around, is making a huge loss. Guns are very cheap to buy now. We could just import them like anyone else.
Oh, yeah, but what about our money laundering? That's got to be profitable.
Well, not once you've factored in the special paper, printing costs, cutting and backhanders. And the rent for that place is astronomical. The dry cleaners and laundrette out the front, however, is doing a roaring trade. We're charging £5 for a shirt and we can barely cope with the demand.
£5 for a shirt? That's a scandal.
It's practically a license to print money.
I do print money. With a special photocopier.
But the overheads are making it prohibitively expensive. Crime doesn't pay.
But
I've done the figures. Crime doesn't pay.
Right.
Food for thought.
I need a drink. Scotch with ice.
Right. You actually mean ice this time, don't you? As in frozen water? Yeah, you do.
And that message again. The Prime Minister has confirmed that a nuclear strike has been launched against the United Kingdom. God help us all.
Yes. Very well, sir. We shall retaliate with all available resources, sir. Goodbye. Captain, pass me the launch codes. We need to get our nukes on their way in the next 2 minutes.
Right.
Well, what are you waiting for, man?
There's probably something you should know.
What? Oh, God, you're not one of them, are you?
No, sir.
Well, what about Perry?
What?
She looks pretty shifty.
No, thanks.
Eyes too close together.
Yeah, all right, easy.
Yeah, General, no, she's not one either. Oh. It's our nukes, sir. They're dummies.
Dummies?
Yes. Their cases look very impressive, but they're just filled with sand and old tyres.
Why the hell is that?
Well, mainly cost. Nuclear weapons are incredibly expensive.
But what have you been spending $30 billion on for the past 20 years?
Oh, you know, bits of bobs, glossy brochures, promotional videos.
Didn't we test some nuclear missiles in the 50s?
Do you have any idea how dangerous those things are? They'll just blow everything up. No one's going to agree to film that.
Yes, but we've got the video.
Yeah, well, that's where a lot of the money went. You know, special effects. Not bad for the time.
Although, if you freeze frame at the right time, you can see bits of a full Cortina being thrown into the air.
Yeah, those flames aren't really to scale.
But the point of the video was to get everyone else to think that we had them.
So you spent all that money on the video?
And the scary equipment.
Yeah. I mean, look at that control panel. We paid good money for that menacing glow. And that hum. Listen to that. Now, that is the sound of assurance. Costs a lot, but worth it.
Press that button, sir.
What, the one that says launch missiles?
Yeah.
Ah, it says enter launch code.
What are they at the moment?
Launch one, I think.
Type it in.
Don't you need to scan my retina?
Not unless you've got something in your eye. I'll type it in if you want. Right. Do you want to fire your nuclear weapons? Yes. Are you sure? Yes. What really sure? Yes.
The Prime Minister liked all these fail-safes.
So he doesn't realise either?
Of course not. He'd never keep that to himself when he got hammered with the guys at NATO. Boy, they can put it away. Now, press that.
Launching missiles.
You see? It's not connected up.
But it was very convincing, though, wasn't it?
Yes, but this still doesn't alter the fact that there are...
Enemy missiles impact
in 10
seconds.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
lovely voice.
10.
We're about to be turned into radioactive dust.
Yeah, but we've never been able to do anything about that.
Well, don't we have some kind of Star Wars program?
Looks like someone's been reading too many newspapers.
But look at the state we're in.
Yes, I think we can safely say our bluff has been called.
Missile impact.
Unless, of course, theirs don't work either.
Oh, well, there's a stroke of luck.
Tea, anyone?
Yes, please.
Yeah, great.